This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with chief executive officers, CEOs and founders of 20 space startups in New Delhi. The Prime Minister called for wider applications of space technology to improve the lives of people. Mr. Modi noted that the country's space sector can become a magnet for global talent, companies and investment, and suggested creating an ecosystem and an environment where, when the world thinks of space, it looks towards India. Emphasizing greater collaboration between the space industry and other social development sectors, the Prime Minister encouraged greater collaboration with Atal Tinkering Labs to nurture curiosity and interest among young minds for space. Mr. Modi also congratulated the leaders of the space sector for showing courage and taking the lead in a new area. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several projects worth around 189 crore rupees at the headquarters of the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB in Siliguri, West Bengal today. Mr. Shah stated that since the BJP government came to power at the center, the welfare of personnel responsible for border security has been given utmost priority. He highlighted that the SSB is performing the challenging task of guarding open borders with countries like Nepal and Bhutan, calling it one of the toughest duties. Mr. Shah is addressing a gathering after inaugurating an exhibition on Bharatiya Nyay Samhita in Siliguri. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the prevailing situation and preparedness for H1N1 influenza in the country, with particular focus on the national capital. The ministry informed that Mr. Nadda emphasized the need for continued vigilance, robust surveillance, and proactive preparedness with close monitoring of influenza trends. He also emphasized public awareness and preventive health practices, including respiratory hygiene and hand hygiene, and advised individuals with persistent or severe respiratory symptoms, breathing difficulty, or other warning signs to seek medical advice promptly. The government today signed a $230 million loan with Asian Development Bank, or ADB, to modernize and expand Chennai's water supply and sanitation infrastructure. The Ministry of Finance said that the Chennai Climate Resilient Water Security and Sewerage Project will improve access to safe and reliable water supply and better sanitation services across Chennai. Legendary actress Saukar Janki passed away in Chennai. The 94-year-old actor Sankaramanchi Janki, widely known as Saukar Janki, breathed her last due to age-related illnesses at a private hospital today. Saukar Janki was well-known in South Indian films with an outstanding number of nearly 400 films. A recipient of Padma Shri, Filmfare Lifetime Achievement Award, two Nandi Awards and a Kalaimamani Award, she started her career in films in 1950. Union Minister J.P. Nadda today hit out at the Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, over his sit-in protest outside the Sansad Marg police station in New Delhi. Talking to media, Mr. Nadda said that this protest is neither for the interest of the students nor for the sake of justice. He alleged that this is a symbol of the Congress party's political desperation and Mr. Gandhi's hunger for media attention. India's Kajal Dhochak has won her second consecutive Under-20 World Wrestling Championship title. She clinched the women's 76-kilogram gold medal with a commanding 7-0 victory over China's Xing Rosun in the final. In the 72-kilogram category, Tanu Sharma, and in the 62-kilogram category, Savita, won silver medals after losing their respective final bouts. India's Mansi Lathar is in contention for gold in the 68-kilogram category. In badminton, India's Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand have stormed into the women's double semifinals of the BWF World Championships in New Delhi. The Indian duo displayed remarkable grit, coming from a game down to overcome fourth seeds Xia Yifan and Shang Shuxian of China. With this triumph, Trisha and Gayatri have assured India of a coveted medal at the prestigious championship. And in hockey, the Indian women's team will take on the Netherlands in the opening match of the second pool phase of the FIH World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.